Matt Bevan is here monitoring events happening around the world this morning, and a lot of detail emerging about this tragic situation in New Zealand.
Yeah, Hamish, the deadly eruption of White Island or Wakari volcano, 48 kilometres off the coast of New Zealand in the Bay of Plenty, is making headlines this morning. The New Zealand Police Superintendent Bruce Baird gave the latest information at a press conference in the last hour or so.
47 people went on to the island yesterday. We can now confirm that 5 are deceased, 31 are currently in hospital, a further 8 are still missing, and 3 have been discharged from hospital overnight. Today our focus will be on working with the experts to determine the safety for us to return to the island to look to recover those people that are currently missing.
The New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern gave some background on exactly what happened yesterday.
Good morning. Yesterday at 2:11 p.m, Wakari White Island erupted. There were two explosions, one after the other, in quick succession. Initial reports indicated it was possible there were up to 100 individuals located on the ground or around the vicinity of the island at the time of the eruption. I can now confirm that, as was stated last night, there were in fact fewer than 50. In the immediate aftermath, a number of helicopters made a deliberate decision to fly to the island to rescue survivors. One Westpac helicopter landed on the island and were able to transport survivors back to the mainland. Two private helicopters were also able to land and rescue survivors, along with a Volcanic Air helicopter. I want to acknowledge the courageous decision made by first responders and those pilots who, in the immediate rescue effort, made an incredibly brave decision under extraordinarily dangerous circumstances in an attempt to get people out.
The Prime Minister has confirmed that Australian tourists are among the people who were on the island at the time of the eruption and are missing or injured. As we heard this morning, the Ovation of the Seas cruise liner was visiting the island, having left Sydney last week, offering people the chance to go onto the island and inside the crater. Despite observations by Kiwi scientists of increased signs of volcanic activity on the island over the last few weeks. Let me give you some background on White Island, Hamish, because it may become relevant as the rescue and recovery phase turns into an investigation. It's been a magnet for the curious for a very long time, including for a British documentary crew back in the 1930s.
28 miles from Opotiki, off the east coast of New Zealand, lies White Island. This is the eastern end of what is known as the Great Fault, a line of thermal activity which stretches across the ocean's bed to the mainland and then on for approximately 130 miles to the double cones of Tongariro. The safety valve at this end of the belt bursts into activity whenever driven to by the pent-up forces of nature below, depositing sulphur and sulphurous material around the edges of its numerous fumaroles.
White Island, or Wakari, has been gradually emerging from the sea floor for 150,000 years. If you emptied the sea out, it would be a 3,200-metre-high volcano mountain emerging from the sea floor. Only a small amount of it is above the current waterline. It's the largest volcanic structure in New Zealand and the country's most active cone volcano. Captain James Cook observed it as he sailed by in 1769, and it has been in a near-continuous stage of releasing volcanic gas since then.
There's danger in those belching gases. Not only sulphurous fumes, but chlorine, deadly weapon of war. This time, it's nature's war against the human invaders. Sulphur, a valuable commodity. So many years ago, a company established a mine on the island with a score of workers digging out the yellow treasure. And then one night, the gases burst their bonds. The crater exploded, wiping out the entire colony in a moment. Not one man left alive. And never again a sulphur mine on the island of hidden fires.
The movie tone voiceover there from the 30s is describing a disaster on the island in 1914 when part of the western crater rim collapsed, killing 10 workers. The island is now a privately owned scenic reserve. It erupted five times this century in July 2000, in August 2012, in August to October 2013, and in April 2016, and now yesterday. In between these times, there have been landslides. The lake in the middle of the crater has periodically disappeared or heated or been the site of ejections of mud. This is obviously a tragic situation, Hamish, and remains too dangerous for helicopters to go in to recover the remaining missing people. Although Police Superintendent Bruce Bird says that they haven't been able to detect signs of life.
The pilot that went out there and spent about 45 minutes has provided a pretty good indication that we do not believe anybody else has survived that explosion. We also had the Eagle helicopter up there as well for a considerable period of time, and we could detect no signs of life.
And did you see them? Were you able to see the people who were missing from the helicopter during your reconnaissance missions? Have you seen them from the air?
Some people.
Five dead, eight missing, more as it comes to hand throughout the morning, Hamish, including with the Red Cross at 7:30.
Indeed, and we are expecting a press conference from our Prime Minister and Foreign Minister at 7:30. Obviously, the Prime Minister's office is saying that Australians should prepare for bad news this morning. Matt, thank you very much indeed.